You've been sharing your reaction to the news out of Charlottesville and how you think our leaders and your fellow citizens should be responding.
Hi, this is Julie from Wilmington, Delaware. I think that the president needs to speak as harshly against white supremacists as he does against journalists. It's a sad statement that our president is tougher on journalists doing their jobs peacefully than he is on violent white supremacist racists.
Hi, this is Julie Harrell from Erie, Colorado. And no, I don't think we're talking about hate in America the right way, because we're not talking to each other about these things. We're talking about each other.
Hi, this is Cheryl. I live in Charlottesville. It's generally a positive, peaceful, and welcoming town. The white supremacists, Nazis, and fascists made it very ugly this weekend. As for Trump, he might as well have been marching with them.
Hi, Peter from Wyomissing. I think maybe we have to think that we've been a little way tolerant of bigoted and hate speech. When it's easier to be a Nazi in the U.S. than in Germany, we have not understood history. When we let these groups continue, we are not being vigilant.
My name is Betsy. I'm from Blairstown, New Jersey. We don't address even overt racism, much less institutional racism, adequately. I believe the first step is to acknowledge that all white adults, myself included, are complicit to varying degrees.
Hi, this is Kim Bessie, and I'm calling from Fall River, Massachusetts. In my opinion, I don't think either side has addressed the violence as well as they should. Obama did not condemn violence that erupted after each of the police shootings and the African Americans that were shot by police. Each incident happened and he just kind of moved past it. And I also believe that the media somewhat glorified the violence that erupted during the presidential campaign when it was directed at the conservatives. I think this is what Trump was referring to when he said from all sides.
This is Portia Scott calling you from Charleston, South Carolina. The rally was free speech. The violence was a crime. These two actions are not synonymous. This needs to be made very clear. It's very simple, and yet we are allowing this to become very complicated.
Hi, this is Richard. I'm calling from Congress, New York. My grandfather taught me a long, long time ago that a fist only gets you a fist. Ignore them as long as they are not causing any physical or property damage. We are a nation of sensible and intelligent, for the most part, people. Ignore them in the media and in person, and they will go away.
This is Amelia from Parkland. I think that the hate that's in America today is nothing new in our nation's history. As a nation, I think that we've relaxed and settled into the ideal that racism is no more because we've had an African-American president for 8 years. But this is not true. It's still there, but we've just pushed it under the rug and have chosen not to address it on a serious and national level. Unfortunately, it's going to take incidents like what happened in Virginia for people of this country to open their eyes and to decide that enough is enough.
Hi, my name is Laurie from Halifax, Mass. If you are willing to campaign and condemn, on the words, radical Islamic terrorists, then you should, as the President of the United States, be able to condemn and use the words white supremacists. Nothing less makes you complicit.
Your voice, and we always want your take at 8778MyTake. You can tweet us at The Takeaway. You can join the conversation, as always, on our Facebook page.